Hello and good morning. How are you? It's Thursday, September 14th, 2023. This brand new day starts now. All right, welcome to it. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. A quick look at all the headlines as we start the day. A few celebrity birthdays. Country singer Danielle Peck, Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, rapper Nas, he's 50 today, and Sam Neill from Jurassic Park. Happy birthday. Also a sad one today. Amy Winehouse would have been 40. She passed away in 2011, would have been 40 years old today. We only accept my words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to her. I go back to her. She had a big voice. All right, let's jump in here. We always start with the top story. And yesterday morning, Pennsylvania State Police announced an end to their two-week-long manhunt for that escaped prisoner. Got him. Convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante was caught. There were more than 20 tactical officers out there with a helicopter and a police dog. And they re-arrested him around 8 a.m. Hours before they got him, that helicopter flying above the search area detected a heat signal on the ground. Thermal technology. It was him. When officers approached, he was asleep. He woke up and tried to flee, but the police dog bit him. A bunch of the officers then posed around him for a photo like he was a fish they caught or something. I read that there were about 500 officers participating in the manhunt over the course of those 2 weeks, and it's over. Okay, all right. On to sports here. Let's go back to the U.S. Open for a quick sec. The numbers are in. And Coco Gauff's historic victory brought in a record 3.4 million viewers. That's over a million more than Novak Djokovic's win. It was the most viewed women's singles final ESPN has ever aired. That's crazy. She's very quickly become a sports icon. Now on to the other huge sports story of the week. A couple quick notes on Aaron Rodgers' injury. First, he did a little post on Instagram yesterday saying he'll be back. He said he's heartbroken, but quote, "The night is darkest before the dawn, and I shall rise yet again." Batman over here. He's staying positive. Also, it came out yesterday that the Jets will not be reaching out to Tom Brady about replacing their injured starter. People have been talking, but I think it was just wishful thinking. Not going to happen. And now from one injury to another in baseball, Texas Rangers star pitcher Max Scherzer is reportedly out for the rest of the season. He has a low-grade strain of his teres major muscle. Ah, yes, I know exactly what that means. They said he's unlikely to be available for the playoffs as well. All right, okay, on the entertainment headlines here, we'll start with medical news. Unfortunately, the issues continue for Liam Payne, former One Direction member. He's had to cancel some shows lately after dealing with a kidney infection, and now he's back in the hospital. There isn't too much info about why he's there, but it's reported that he's seeking medical attention in Italy. Back here in the States, Drew Barrymore's alleged stalker, Chad Michael Busto, he's been in the news a lot lately, and this time it has nothing to do with Drew. He got arrested over the weekend for reportedly storming into a dressing room in New York Fashion Week and demanding to see Emma Watson. He supposedly said he wanted to marry her. Hard pass. Like I said, he was arrested and charged with two counts of disorderly conduct and two counts of trespassing. Adam Sandler just announced a comedy tour, the I Missed You Tour. Singing his songs and telling his jokes on a stage near you. 25 dates announced for now. I have all the details up in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. And lastly, this falls under entertainment news. Of course it does. The 12 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame were just announced. The one getting the most love online is Ken. Of course he is. He's not just Ken anymore. He's up against baseball cards, Battleship, Bop It, Cabbage Patch Kids, Nerf, the Ninja Turtles, and more. Only three toys will make it in, and the induction ceremony will be held November 9th. You got this, Ken. Yes. And a movie and TV news now. I do have more Taylor Swift news coming in music, but I wanted to mention this here. Cinemark Theaters just announced that they're offering private Swifties parties to watch the Eras Tour concert film. You and your friends can reserve a private auditorium to watch it. They're going to make $1 billion. Trailer time. I've got a few of them up in our Instagram stories this morning. First, Martin Scorsese just dropped a brand new trailer for the highly anticipated Killers of the Flower Moon. DiCaprio, De Niro, Lily Gladstone. It looks great, but you'd expect no less, right? The movie's out October 20th. Also up there, a Build-A-Bear documentary called Unstuffed. It's going to be out October 3rd, the history of the company. And lastly, the trailer for the Milli Vanilli documentary. It's going to be on Paramount Plus next month. If you don't know their story, they were a huge R&B duo, and then a lip-syncing controversy really derailed everything. All those trailers are up on our Instagram stories right now, at First Thing Pod. In TV news, Bill Maher is the latest host to announce a return without writers. And honestly, he seems to be getting the most flack for it, probably because his show relies so heavily on writers and writing. Regardless, the plan as of now, there will be a new episode of Real Time with Bill Maher next Friday on HBO. There's a big one. The cast of Dancing with the Stars was officially unveiled yesterday. Some of the big names include Allison Hannigan, Jason Mraz, Tyson Beckford, Bachelorette Charity Lawson, Ariana Maddox, Mira Sorvino, football player Adrian Peterson, Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch, and Jamie Lynn Spears. We already knew about that last one, but some of those other names were rumored as well, and it's official now. I have the full list and who they're partnered with in our Instagram stories if you want more. The new season premieres in about a week and a half, September 26th. In other competition show news, it was just announced that Rita Ora is joining The Masked Singer. She's going to take Nicole Scherzinger's spot while Nicole is off working. So it's going to be Rita Ora, Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong, and Jenny McCarthy. The new season premieres September 27th, one day after Dancing with the Stars. Lastly here, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that five late-night TV hosts have a new podcast, Strike Force 5. It's Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver. All proceeds from the podcast are going to support their staffs that aren't currently working due to the strike. And now three of those guys, Fallon, Kimmel, and Colbert, just announced a show in Vegas. Just the Strike Force 3 this time. And again, all proceeds from that show will go to support their staffs. It's next Saturday night at Park MGM. What are people watching today and tonight? What's on? Thursday Night Football is back with the Eagles hosting the Vikings. You can watch on Amazon's Prime Video. Amazon also has a new dating show. It's called Written in the Stars. Single people are paired up by astrologers based on their zodiac signs. That premieres today. Max has the fourth season finale of Harley Quinn. Netflix has the series premiere of Barbie, A Touch of Magic. Also, Josh Duhamel is hosting a new reality competition where childhood best friends are reunited and challenged to prove their bond. It's called Buddy Games. It premieres tonight on CBS.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. Drinkag1.com/firstthing. If you've been curious about trying it, I urge you just to go to their website, drinkag1.com/firstthing, and just poke around for a minute. Just read some of the statistics, the reviews, the information, the ingredients, all that stuff. It's all right there. They're very transparent about everything. I think the website's gonna win you over, really. I mean, once you start digging into all the benefits of AG1, it's hard to deny it. I love it. I've been a customer for years, and I'm so thrilled to have them on board with this podcast. Again, drinkag1.com/firstthing. Go there, you're getting a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase when you do decide to buy. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Yes, and in music now, one of the big music stories this week is that NSYNC reunion during Tuesday night's VMAs. Don't get your hopes up, all right? It's being reported while they do have a song in the upcoming Trolls movie, that's it. No plans for an album or a tour. In other VMA news, it looks like viewership was way up. The highest rated VMAs in 3 years. It was up 37% from last year. It's all those Swifties, man. Now, a Taylor story that's getting a ton of attention. USA Today is looking to hire a Taylor Swift reporter, someone that would only do stories on Taylor. Actually, that came out on Tuesday, and then yesterday, they added a very similar posting for Beyonce. So a Taylor reporter and a Beyonce reporter. The Taylor job posting says, Swift's fan base has grown to unprecedented heights, and so is the significance of her music and growing legacy. We are looking for an energetic writer, photographer, and social media pro who can quench an undeniable thirst for all things Taylor Swift. A dream job for many. In other music news, Olivia Rodrigo just announced her Guts World Tour. Her new album, Guts, came out last Friday, and it's dominating sales and streaming charts, number one by a mile, and now she's taking it on the road. The tour starts next February, And she'll be out for the majority of the year. Her website crashed yesterday after the announcement. I have the dates, the ones she's announced so far, up in our Instagram stories if you're curious. Also, this is cool. It's going to be hard to get these, but she is setting aside a bunch of cheaper tickets for the shows. They're called Silver Star tickets, and they're going to be as low as $20. In other concert news, Carrie Underwood just extended her Vegas residency into next year. She added 18 shows. Ice Spice's new Munchkin drink is now available at Dunkin'. And in case you haven't seen it, she's in a new commercial with Ben Affleck. And he's kind of trying to rap in the commercial. I have it up in our Instagram stories. In new music news, Drake and SZA have a new song coming tomorrow. It's going to be a big one. The two of them dated a long time ago. And lastly, it's only Thursday, but how about some new music right now? Yeah, Sia is back. It's been a bit. She just released a brand new song and announced a new album called Reasonable Woman. It's her first solo pop album in 8 years. It's coming in the spring. And this is the new song. It's called Gimme Love. Brand new Sia, out now. Come now, do this just for me. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. We'll start with a look at Hurricane Lee. He's still out there and he's huge. At this point, the Northeast is bracing for the wrath. Hurricane and tropical storm watches are in effect for a lot of that area. It's projected to bring storms to Massachusetts and Maine as early as tomorrow. It's going to be an intense weekend for him. Even our friends up in Eastern Canada are going to feel it. It'll weaken, it will, but it's still very hazardous. Residents of those areas need to get ready. In political news, Mitt Romney is hanging it up. He just announced that he will not seek a second Senate term. He's calling for a new generation of leaders. He's been critical of both Biden and Trump and wants to see some young blood up in there. Not a direct quote. He didn't say young blood up in there. He will continue to be a U.S. Senator until January of 2025. Another politician in the news right now is Lauren Boebert. She was reportedly asked to leave a performance of Beetlejuice the Musical in Denver after causing a disturbance. There's surveillance video of her, being escorted out of the theater. Fellow audience members complained about the U.S. representative and her companion vaping and singing during the show. She wrote online that she's guilty of laughing and singing too loud. In international news, Putin and Kim Jong-un had their meeting in Russia yesterday. It sounds like they will continue supporting each other. Kim said he will always be standing with Russia, and Putin said he's willing to assist with North Korea's space program. Who knows what they actually talked about. In other international news, this is getting a ton of attention online. A, quote, UFOlogist? I don't know. This guy that really likes UFOs in Mexico just presented non-human corpses that he believes are aliens during a UFO hearing. Have you seen the pictures of these things? He has two bodies, these tiny little aliens. They look exactly like the way they've been depicted in movies for years. As you can imagine, people are arguing about this online, of course. If you haven't seen these little guys, I have them up in our Instagram stories this morning. In other space news, two quick things. NASA's UFO team is going to be announcing their results from a years-long study today, actually releasing their report for all to see. That's coming later today. Last thing, in other NASA news, an astronaut named Frank Rubio just set a new U.S. record for longest trip in space. He's been in orbit for more than 356 days, almost a full year. He broke the record on Monday. Actually, he wasn't even supposed to be up there this long. There was an issue with a spacecraft that left him stuck up there for a lot longer than intended. Once he completes his mission, he will have been up there for 371 days, back just in time for Halloween. Friends, last one here. I always end the show with something positive. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I love stories about people finding things. I should have been a treasure hunter or something. This one is about a woman in Birmingham, Alabama. Her name is Emali. She posted a video on TikTok of the wedding dress that she found at Goodwill. She bought it for $25, and it's actually worth more than $6,000. It's a Galia Lahav dress. That's the designer, and I'm sure I said that wrong. I guess Paris Hilton and Beyonce both got married in dresses by that designer. $25 at Goodwill. What a find. I have her TikTok and our Instagram stories if you want to see it for yourself. And I really want to find some treasure one day. Anyway, the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. Hope you have a great day. I want to say a quick hello and thank you to Michelle Hopner. She sent me a message on Instagram yesterday. She listens in Norway. Yes way. I love that. That's cool. Thank you, Michelle. Also, I got a message from Sarah P. on Instagram yesterday asking why I never shout her out for her love and support, spreading the word. She's a private account. If you're a private account and you're posting whatever about the show, I can't see that. Even if you tag me, I can't see that if you're private. So thank you so much, and I apologize, but I do appreciate the love. I'm back tomorrow to do it all again, a brand new rundown of all of it, all right? Have a great day. I'll talk to you then.
Please tell your friends about this show. We'll be right back.